coronavirus, what role could community support groups play? James Ivins, Socialist Party National Committee. Many neighbourhoods across Britain are throwing up local solidarity networks to support each other during the pandemic. Mutual aid groups are trying to make sure the elderly and vulnerable still receive supplies, sharing advice and information, and coordinating local efforts. This instinctive action gives a lie to the capitalist idea that all humanity is made up of isolated individuals with competing interests. And as well as providing support, these groups could help working class communities organize collective defense against shortcomings from the government, big business and local councils. Many councils are now appealing for volunteers too, exposing the deficiencies in provision by local authorities. In fact, the government has said it expects councils to rely on neighborhood volunteers and charities to fill the yawning gaps in provision during lockdown. Cuts and privatization in social care have left many older and more vulnerable people without an effective support network, for example, while the housing crisis could increase contagion. In fact, for a decade, councils, including Labour councils, have simply followed Tory instructions. They have destroyed jobs, homes and services in every area. Meanwhile, with a handful of honourable exceptions, councillors have refused to propose the alternative. That would mean spending reserves and using borrowing powers to stop the cuts, while building a campaign alongside trade unions and communities to win the funding from Westminster. Councils still have the power to change course, and this emergency demands it. The Tories have turned on the taps, ask for full funding now. Labour leaders must instruct councils to do so. Of course, as the official seats of local democracy, it makes sense for councils to use their platform to coordinate a response. But why is this response reliant on local charities and the unpaid goodwill of people who may be losing income already? Councils must launch an emergency hiring drive across the board, with particular emphasis on expanding services most needed under coronavirus, and build the government. Neighborhood networks could have an important role to play in campaigning for this, flagging up where help is needed, and holding councils to account if they don't provide. More than this, councils should forgive council tax and other charges for those affected by lost income. Landlords can apply for delays to mortgage payments, so those losing pay should get rent written off. Local groups can demand all this as well, and organize action to achieve it if necessary. This is the lesson of the campaign against the so-called poll tax, a hated flat rate charge introduced by Margaret Thatcher. Militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party, led the organizing of 18 million non-payers from the bottom up. This defeated the poll tax, and forced Thatcher out of office, CP 14-15. And it's particularly important that residents groups coordinate with organized workers. Staff in supermarkets, warehouses, local authorities and healthcare are facing serious struggles. Industrial action has already proven necessary to ensure safe working and proper income in some jobs. Trade union councils, bringing together all the unions in a local area, should offer to help facilitate this liaising. They should also extend their resources and expertise to help solidarity networks organize. The unions nationally should support this process and help workers and residents build an independent voice to fight for our interests during coronavirus.